You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte has joined me once again in the studios. And on the phone, we have Penny Baucom-Fills. She's the director of the Market House Museum in downtown Paducah, and she's going to describe some of the great exhibits that opened this past weekend. Thank you so much, Penny, for being on Sounds Good today.
Well, thank you for having me. Oh, we did. We had about 825 persons that came through a four-hour period, and we gave away door prizes every 30 minutes, and we just had a ball in here.
Excellent. Tell us right off the bat, what debuted? What are the exhibits that debuted?
Well, a long time ago, the museum didn't rotate exhibits. You know, we just added two, but we didn't rotate. So we had started a rotation policy about 3 or 4 years ago. And this spring, we started off with the Bill Carson Coca-Cola collection, and it features rare items collected by Mr. Carson and his family. Bill was a guiding force for many years for the Paducah plant. He was a nephew of Luther Carson, the plant's founder. And then we had Five Generations of Flavor, the Kirchhoffs of Paducah. And that had a lot of things to do with the famous bakery here in Paducah, early photographs. And we even had the paddle wagon that Mr. Kirchhoff had restored out at the curb so you could have your picture made with it. And so you might hear an Iuga horn going off every now and then out here. He was giving away wooden nickels for free cookies. I think we had to go across the street and recycle the wooden nickels about three times. And I know he sent the order to bake new cookies twice. So we had a big time Saturday.
The Market House Museum is one of those unique community museums with a plethora of items that are just intensely unique, not the least of which are the items relating to William Clark. Would you tell us a little bit more about William Clark, the founder of Paducah?
Sure. A lot of people get all the Clarks mixed up because there are quite a few of them. His other brother was George Rogers, and he's a famous person in his own right. But William Clark was the Clark, the Lewis and Clark, and he was the founder of Paducah. He bought 36, well, he didn't buy it, but he acquired 36,000 acres of land for only $5 from his sister and brother-in-law, and then he laid out the town of Paducah. And we had the original platted maps here in the museum. They're drawn with natural ink dyes on linen, and we also have some family treasures like billfolds and eyeglasses and things that belong to the family, and a wedding vase that was given to William Clark upon the occasion of his second marriage, and it was given to him by the Marquis de Lafayette, who had been best friends with George Washington.
Now, is the present location the original Market House of Paducah?
Yes, it is. There were three market houses, and this one that we're in is the third market. It was built in 1905, and it's a block long, and it runs between Broadway and Kentucky, and it's called Historic Market House Square, but we're the only thing on the whole street that actually has 121 South 2nd Street. You know, we're the market house. It's named after, the square's named after us, but our address is South 2nd. But you can't miss it. It's a block long, and we have yellow signs that'll point you to the center of the building. And, you know, we've been here with our doors open since 1968. We do free school tours, too, if the teachers would like to call and arrange free school tours. We do those in the morning, and then we're open Tuesday through Saturday from 12 to 4 for the public.
Penny, what has become of the plans for a new home for the museum exhibits?
Well, you know, that's really board business. I'm just the director here. You know, I care for the collections and maintain the facility. But I really kind of feel like we're just kind of, with the economy, we just don't really want to proceed right now with trying to do a big fundraiser. You know, at this point, everybody's kind of having a hard time, and it's maybe not the most auspicious moment, but that's really for the board to decide. I do know we're going to have a new home in the future, and we have a pretty good sum already set aside. You know, we're building upon that. And but, you know, we're perfectly happy where we're at for the time being. It's a wonderful old building. We just don't have a lot of parking for, you know, tour buses and things like that. And that's why we're maybe thinking, you know, climate control would be good, and a bigger parking lot would be good. And, you know, but we're happy where we're at until we get to where we're going.
Well, it's a charming place to visit.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go back to the exhibits and kind of, if you will, walk us through the museum. And
oh,
what will we see?
Okay, well, if you come in the front door, we have a small gift shop, and it has things of kind of a antique or nostalgic flavor, you know, because people that like old things like to have old things to go home with them, and these look like old things, but they're new, and they don't cost as much. And the museum has about 4,000 square feet. We have a balcony upstairs. It's full of Civil War antiques. We have furniture that was used by the Lincolns in the White House, furniture that was used by General Grant and General Lew Wallace, who later wrote Ben-Hur, and those pieces of furniture were in the old Ada Brazelton home. She was an educator here in Paducah, and we have a quilt made by Mrs. Robert E. Lee, the Mrs. Robert E. Lee. We have a flag that was hand-sewn by a lady hidden in a bed during the Civil War to protect it from capture, and it wasn't found until World War II when they had a scrap metal drive and found that hidden in between the mattress, and so we have that wonderful treasure. Now, the rest of the museum, we have the beautiful 1877 two-story list gingerbread drugstore interior, which will knock your eyes out if you love woodwork. And we have a lot of things on Paducah businesses. We have the silver from the USS Paducah. We have a great statue carved by a 12-year-old boy of Henry Clay that you would think Michelangelo's relative must have carved it. And it was the first attempt this boy did at any kind of carving. And we have a firsthand account his brother gave in a 1911 newspaper of the carving of the statue. Just all kinds of things to see in here.
Tell me about the USS Paducah.
Well, it was named after Paducah, and the mayor's daughter, Miss Schizer, was the sponsor. And children in Paducah went around and collected money in tin cups, just like we used to do for UNICEF at Halloween, to raise the money to give the ship a silver service from the citizens of Paducah. This silver service is just absolutely fantastic. It has 700 ounces of pure silver with a 22-karat gold inlay wash, has engravings of Paducah all the way around the outside. And unless you think it's a small punch bowl, it weighs 148 pounds. The USS Paducah was christened in 1904 at Morris Heights, New York, named after our city. She was semi-decommissioned in the 1930s. The punch bowl came back to Paducah at that time. She was a training vessel at Duluth, Minnesota. And then she was finally fully decommissioned in 1945. And she was one of the ships that the Jewish group, the Haganah, bought to try to ferry the Holocaust survivors into the new town, the new land called Palestine. So we call her our gunboat with a heart. There were four of those boats. The most famous of the four boats was the Exodus. They wrote a book about her, and there's a song called Exodus, and that's about one of the other of the four boats. But ours was the USS Paducah.
That's a whole story in itself, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and I'm surprised I got that all out that quickly, too. That's a mouthful.
Now, tell us about the Civil War heritage, in particular, of Paducah. It was the site of a battle.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We were under federal occupation for four long years. We kind of learned to watch our P's and Q's. There was a Jewish eviction from Paducah. One of the federal generals, his name was Eleazar Payne, was kind of picky about who he liked and who he didn't like. And as far as we know, the Jewish people were doing no harm to anybody, but he had them evicted from Paducah. They got to come back from Cincinnati back to Paducah with permission of Abraham Lincoln. Two of the elders of the community went to Washington, talked to Lincoln, and so Lincoln gave them a permission slip, and they got to come back. Now, we didn't have the battle here until Good Friday on March the 25th, 1864. That wasn't a Good Friday for Paducah, but it was just Good Friday on the calendar. And the battle lasted about 4 hours, maybe. They said there were about maybe 30 casualties on both sides, you know, like 130 on this side and 30 on that side. They left Paducah, and then 3 weeks later, they came back to get the horses and mules that had been overlooked. And thanks to a newspaper report by General Hicks, which gave them the location, they were able to just take the newspaper and come back and get the horses. And it was kind of a bad time in Paducah. The funniest, you know, sometimes there's some funny things about bad times, you know, and we had a newspaper here, and the Federals took over the newspaper, and it used to be called the Paducah Daily News, and the byline said, weekdays, 1 cent, Sundays, 2 cents, and when the Federals took over the paper, they renamed it the Union Picket Guard, and the byline was, treason will not be permitted, traitors will be shot, you know, so that'll kind of give you a little bit of an idea of what occupation could be in your own hometown.
Well, it's a museum like the Market House is so valuable to save for generations these nuggets about the city, especially for kids. And so,
oh yes,
I'm tickled that you have a lot of school groups come through.
Oh, yes. And we have a wonderful website, too, if I can share that with you. It's www.markethousemuseum.com. And there's all kinds of full-length articles on there about the history of the stories, you know, that are in the museum. We also have just added our newsletters to the website. And each month we have a four-page newsletter. So you can pull up the newsletters. And there's trivia games and little nuggets, like you say, about Paducah history. And there's a recipe every month, too, for those of us who like to cook. So, you know, just pull that website up and you can, there's a link for our email. And if you're a teacher, you can get in touch with us and schedule a group tour for your school.
Penny,
and we even work with homeschoolers.
Penny, how did you get into this work?
Oh, heavens. You know, that's another story in itself. But I've been with the museum as executive director now for 14 years. I've been associated with it for 17. And it's really a vocation with me. I mean, I don't think of it as a job. I think of it as, you know, kind of like my niche, you know. I love history. I love people. I love meeting new people. I love sharing Paducah's history. And it's just a good fit. It's just a good fit.
Well, you sure are a knowledgeable and enthusiastic spokesperson for the museum. And I really have enjoyed listening to you this afternoon, and I hope you'll come back.
Well, we sure will, and we just appreciate WKMS so much.
Thank you, Penny.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Penny Bauckham-Fields is director of the Market House Museum in Paducah.